Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are Lorna Jesty and Mike Spivey. We have more news items for you and a second feature today which shows the world of Coleman's workers 115 years ago. However, information desk first, and here is Mike.
Hello, we have a few items for you in information desk. But first though, thanks are due to Mrs. McGinn and Mrs. Watts for the stamps. First, information. We have had a long letter detailing works at St. Stephen's. It is probably best to set these out as bullet points. 1. Full road closure at Surrey Street Junction. 2. Bus passengers should check timings, but temporary stops will remain the same. 3. Red Lion Street will be closed for 1 week in October. 4. Provision of bus shelters will be delayed.
I am reading on behalf of Beth. My name is Beth. I am an optometry and vision science researcher from Anglia Ruskin University and City University London. And I can be reached on 0207 0403 226. I am conducting research focused on Charles Bonnet syndrome, CBS. Both the impact of CBS on quality of life and seeing if we can find a physiological route for the condition in people with sight loss. I hoped your organisation may be able to help me in getting the word out to your members about my research, as I am looking for participants. As we know, participating in research is crucial to help find better management strategies and treatments for these conditions. The first study is an EEG study based in Cambridge at Anglia Ruskin University. We are looking for people with a visual impairment who have regular CBS hallucinations every 1 hour that would be happy to travel to Cambridge. We will cover the cost of travel for them and a friend via Amazon vouchers. An EEG is completely harmless and non-invasive. The participant will just need to have a brief vision test and then sit in a chair and let us know as and when they have an episode by clicking a button. Before they take part, I will need to phone and go through some screening questions with them to check they're suitable. This study is really important, as we can use it to localise where the changes are happening in the brain, which may inform treatments. The other, less intensive study is a quality of life questionnaire study. This will involve the participants answering questions about their CBS, physical well-being, and how they feel day to day. This questionnaire can be conducted online via a link, or I can post paper copies out with a return envelope, or I can conduct the questionnaire over the phone. The questionnaire will take roughly 30 to 40 minutes, but usually takes about 1 hour on the phone. This one is being run by City University London, and I'm free to call people at their leisure. This study is accessible for everyone, and it is important to understand how different types of hallucinations impact how we think and feel. If you are interested, the link for the questionnaire study is, in lowercase, short URL, full stop, at, / HRX, uppercase EX.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk of Magpie Road, Norfolk. They're held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, please contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000 extension 341, or email all in lowercase mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
If you missed the chance to see the audio description and touch tour of Les Misérables on Thursday the 8th of September at 2:30 p.m, please contact Mark or Helen, as they have had two tickets returned and they could be yours.
FSTOP's Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 till 3:30 p.m, when it either holds indoor sessions costing £4, offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee. Or they have outdoor meetings that are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings is an outdoor one on Friday the 16th of September.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, come along and rediscover your love of it through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre on the second Monday of each month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might like to become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on the 12th of September.
The Nancy Oldfield Trust sailing dates. If you enjoy sailing or want to give it a go and help sail the boat, then you are invited to the Thursday sailing afternoons on Nettishead Broad. A minibus leaves the Norwich Hub at the Bradbury Activity Centre at 12:30 and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £20, £15 for sailing payment to be made to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and £5 for the minibus. At present, we are asking all passengers to wear a face mask during the journey and to use hand sanitizer. The next sailing date is Thursday, the 8th of September.
The Norwich Macular Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. Refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. The next meeting will be on the 9th of September.